It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. For more than a decade, a group of northeastern states has conducted a cap-and-trade program for power plant emissions known as REGI, the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, that's said to have saved billions of dollars and slashed millions of tons of CO2 emissions. Now, as power plant operators across America consider new rules expected from the EPA next year, states including Pennsylvania are thinking about joining REGI. But that decision likely depends on the November election, with incumbent Republican Tom Corbett and Democratic contender Tom Wolf on opposing sides. Julie Grant of the public radio program The Allegheny Front has the story.
Under President Obama's Clean Power Plan, Pennsylvania would have to cut its carbon dioxide emissions more than 30% by 2030. If Democratic candidate Tom Wolf is elected governor, he says he would join the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, also known as REGI.
I want to be part of any compact that's trying to make our air cleaner, and I think REGI tries to do that.
REGI is an agreement between nine northeastern states to voluntarily reduce the amount of carbon dioxide coming from electricity generation through a cap-and-trade type program. Adam Garber is with the advocacy group Penn Environment. He says Pennsylvania could use REGI as a way to meet the EPA mandates.
By joining an existing framework, it's going to be easier for Pennsylvania to show that it's meeting these standards.
Garber says Pennsylvanians are ready for this kind of action, as witnessed at the recent UN Climate Summit.
And I think after you see 400,000 people march in New York City, including thousands of Pennsylvanians, it's very clear what people in the state want, which is a world not threatened by climate change, a world where we're getting more energy from renewables like solar and wind. You know, I think the political will and the people will is there, and it's a question of the politics.
REGI was first proposed by a Republican, former New York Governor George Pataki. New York, Vermont, Connecticut, and others voluntarily agreed to cap the emissions of carbon dioxide coming from the electricity sector. Any plant that generates 25 megawatts or more of electricity in REGI states must purchase one allowance for each ton of carbon dioxide it emits. The allowances are sold at quarterly auctions. Proceeds go toward energy efficiency and clean energy programs and to lower consumers' energy bills in member states. But as the politics of climate change heated up, conservatives vilified cap-and-trade programs. In 2011, Republican New Jersey governor and possible presidential contender Chris Christie pulled his state out of REGI.
REGI does nothing more than tax electricity, tax our citizens, tax our businesses, with no discernible or measurable impact upon our environment. So we will withdraw from REGI in an orderly fashion by year's end.
Christie said New Jersey electricity generators were at a competitive disadvantage because Pennsylvania coal plants didn't have to pay for REGI's carbon allowances. But in the 3 years since, environmentalists say exiting REGI cost New Jersey $114 million for clean energy projects. REGI says proceeds in 2012, the latest available numbers, for all its members combined, were expected to return more than $2 billion to ratepayer bills while offsetting 8 million tons of carbon dioxide. But Governor Corbett's energy executive, Patrick Henderson, says Pennsylvania is in a whole different ballgame. The state has many more coal-fired power plants, produces much more power, and emits more carbon dioxide than the current REGI states.
Pennsylvania, compared to those states, is an absolute anomaly. Several of those states don't even have a single coal-fired power plant at all.
Pennsylvania, on the other hand, is one of the nation's top energy producers and exporters of electricity to other states. That's why the EPA's plan to cut carbon emissions has Pennsylvania's coal industry worried.
Coal!
Workers from coal plants and mines concerned about their jobs rallied in Pittsburgh last month to stop what they call the war on coal.
Coal!
Henderson says the new federal regulations might force some coal plants to close. He says the REGI standards are even tougher than the federal rules, and joining could overburden Pennsylvania's coal plants. But Democrat Tom Wolf says Pennsylvania could negotiate a fair deal with REGI.
It's basically exercising leadership, yeah.
The proposed federal rules require each state to have a final plan in place in 2017. If they work with other states in a regional compact like REGI, they get an extra year to comply. I'm Julie Grant.
Julie Grant reports for the public radio program The Allegheny Front. We invited Governor Corbett to explain his views on REGI, but he declined.